Jen Psaki has now come out and said illegal immigrants are not intended to stay here. So, quote, they don't need to prove vaccination status. I promise you I'm not going to overlook that comment. We will deal with that coming up in a little bit. But before we get to that, day number two of the Durham indictment of Clinton campaign lawyer is now pointing to a full-blown conspiracy on this Trump-Russia issue. This Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, has been indicted for lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation. And we're now getting more information about who all is implicated in this entire scenario. Now, former Department of Justice Chief of Staff Patel was on Fox News Channel and had this to say about the Durham indictment and laying out conspiracy, which would include Hillary Clinton, the FBI former director James Comey, United States congressmen and senators, as well as the media. Take a listen.
Prosecutor Durham, he charged a former Clinton campaign lawyer for lying to the FBI last week on one count. Here's the Wall Street Journal headline. Durham cracks the Russia case. A special counsel's indictment tells the real story of 2016 collusion. I know that you have probably followed this very closely. Is this getting to the thread of what was happening when the dossier was put out?
Yeah, so I was the lead investigator for Chairman Nunes to driving the Russiagate investigation on Capitol Hill. And I was actually the staffer that took the deposition that's cited in Durham's indictment. So I'm intimately familiar with this. And Sussman is the centerpiece for this for these allegations because he ties the Hillary Clinton campaign to Fusion GPS, to Christopher Steele, to the Department of Justice, and the false information they fed to the FBI and the DOJ to spy in a presidential campaign. It's exactly the heart of the matter. And being a formal federal prosecutor, it's a 27-page indictment for a lying count that you normally have about 5 pages to discuss. So it's a very well laid out what I think is a conspiracy charge coming that outlines other figures that were involved that I just mentioned.
Now, you heard that conspiracy charge. When you have a conspiracy, what that means is you now know that the people involved knew what they were doing and what they were investigating was a lie. Right? This guy's the lead investigator for the House Homeland Security Committee, Chairman Devin Nunes, driving the Russia investigation on Capitol Hill. And he said, quote, and I was actually the staffer that took the depositions that cited Durham's indictment. So I'm intimately familiar with this. And he said, it's exactly the heart of the matter being a former federal prosecutor. It's a 27-page indictment for a lying count that you normally have about 5 pages to discuss. It is a very well laid out conspiracy charge that outlines other figures involved that I just mentioned. Now, the reason why he says other figures is because it's very clear that there are people that knew that this entire Russia collusion investigation was based on a lie. That would include FBI top brass. We also have been told now that the FBI knew for fact in January of 2017, the same month that Donald Trump was sworn in to be president, January 20th, okay, that the Russian conspiracy propaganda was not in any way credible, and they knew it. Okay, they knew it. They 100% knew it, folks. So why'd they keep going forward? Because they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. They wanted to overthrow a free and fair election. They wanted to actually indict people around Donald Trump to squeeze him, to try to get something on him based on the lie of Russian collusion. Just think about that, okay? So they could kick him out of office. Another way to describe that is this. Let's be real candid. The FBI, James Comey, knew Russian collusion was crap. They knew it. The entire time. They knew it was crap. And they went with it anyway because they didn't like Donald Trump winning. Now, this is a deep state and a government. And if you combine this with General Milley and what we found out about General Milley going behind the president's back and basically as a non-elected official, literally kind of overtaking the government with what he did with the Chinese, We have people in our government now that don't respect the Constitution and are willing to frame presidents and people around them and try to arrest them for doing nothing wrong just so they can destroy people's lives. We know that now. Now, this conspiracy should be something that there, I mean, not just one article written about this, okay? There should be five articles that I think of just off the top of my head written about this from different perspectives. Number one, there should be an entire article just dedicated to what did Hillary Clinton know and when did she know it? Because she knew this was a lie. And she knew that they were trying to impeach a president that should not be impeached. Donald Trump was impeached for Russian collusion. Don't forget that. Number two, another article, totally separate. What the hell did James Comey know and when did he know it? And why did James Comey allow the FBI to be weaponized to the point that they tried to overthrow the will of a free and fair election? They tried to overthrow. It's a conspiracy to overthrow the President of the United States of America. Third article, how did the media keep running with a story that they clearly knew was based on a fabricated story? Total crap. And it was total crap. And they knew it. They knew the story was not credible and they went with it anyway. They knew the story was being spoon-fed to them by someone that worked for the Clinton campaign and they did it anyway. They kept going with it anyway. Now, if you want to know why right now this story is not being covered, it's because they already got what they wanted. Who cares if one Clinton lawyer goes to jail? Was it worth the price of his life to go to jail to get rid of Donald Trump, to do the damage they did to Donald Trump over the 4 years, to keep his approval rating not sky high, to undermine his entire legitimacy of his presidency, to marginalize his presidency, to have it where Republican rhinos could actually stand up to the president the way they did based on a conspiracy, to hurt us during the midterm elections and influence the next election and the next election by him being impeached? Why are you not hearing about this? Now, you think about Biden's mounting crisis in this country right now and what they're not covering. You have a drone strike debacle where they killed innocent people, seven innocent children. France has actually pulled the ambassador to the U.S. out of this country, something that never happened under Trump, right? You would think the media would be going nuts over this. You have a massive humanitarian COVID-19 crisis at the border on top of an actual border crisis that has nothing to do with COVID. You've got the markets that are freaking out right now with a horrific day on Wall Street and multiple many bad days on Wall Street on top of the horrific day that we just witnessed. You've got the COVID pandemic handling that's just been a total nightmare. And you have a spending agenda that's been threatening this country's economy with hyperinflation. Even CNN had a headline today, Biden's headaches, rebuke on immigration. And the $3.5 trillion bill, dispute with France over submarines, crisis at the Texas bridge, drone strike kills civilians, FDA panel rejects booster plan that he's now saying we must have, possible infrastructure vote delay, and a looming debt ceiling battle. That's from, I kid you not, that's how CNN puts it. Now, maybe they're going hard on Biden right now for a different reason. Maybe they're going hard on Biden right now because they don't want to cover the bigger story, which is the fact that we have a deep state and FBI and Hillary Clinton and members of Congress, Adam Schiff and others, that were actually investigating what they knew was a conspiracy theory. They knew that they were destroying people's lives and investigating people that should never have been investigated and trying to lock people up that should have never been locked up. Think about all the people that went to jail. Think about all the reasons why people went to jail around Trump, totally based on utter crap that was fabricated by the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and everybody was in on it and everybody knew it. This is a conspiracy theory that I've never seen in my lifetime, and the media is not covering it. And hell, even CNN's attacking Joe Biden now just to keep this bigger story out of the headlines. You look at CNN and this decision to start attacking Joe Biden, the guy that they got elected, and you watch it, and many people were like, all right, well, this is a rapture alert, right? Or you look at it from a logical standpoint of why would they do this? Why would CNN turn right now on Joe Biden? Why would they put up on the screen all of the failures of Joe Biden? To protect their own self-interest. That's why. CNN, and I was there as a commentator, as a conservative commentator fighting the good fight while all of this was happening in 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And what CNN did was they decided every day, the head leadership of CNN, we're going to get Donald Trump impeached. I'm sure at some point they knew that what they were reporting on was total crap. It didn't matter. They still went with it because they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. It was personal for them. Jeff Zucker at CNN hated Donald Trump. Donald Trump hated CNN. Donald Trump called him fake news. And CNN said, let's bury this man. So they went wall-to-wall coverage day after day after day after day after day, week after week, month after month, literally year after year with Russian collusion. You really think that they're going to now report that the Russian collusion story was a hoax? Imagine how damning that is to their reporting. Imagine how damning that is to their credibility. They're not going to publicize this. If they did, they're basically publicizing, take your pick, we were duped, we're incompetent, or we purposely and deliberately lied to you. In fact, CNN was so obsessed with getting Donald Trump impeached, they actually hired some of the people involved in this conspiracy theory of Russian collusion, the people that helped create it, make it up, to comment on it. And they knew it was crap. They were paying people that framed the president with a story that they created out of thin air. They wrote it like a movie script and reported on it and then paid the people who created the lie to then commentate on the lie. That is a fact. That's what CNN did. Fact check it. Look at how many people they hired. Former CIA, former FBI. Look at how many hours, hundreds of hours, I'm sure, they dedicated to the Russia collusion story. And then they hired the people that helped create it and looked the other way. And then they said, you commentate on it. So if you want to know why CNN's now highlighting the many Biden headaches that he caused just last week. That's how they put it. I'm going to play this for you. This is actual CNN saying this about Joe Biden, the guy they got elected.
This is not the only problem that the president has to face waking up this morning. As you can see on the screen, he has a litany of issues from that immigration bill to the dispute over France, the sale of nuclear-powered submarines. And now a White House official told me yesterday that the president is intending to speak with French President Macron after the country pulled their ambassadors, and he looks forward to doing so, to the situation under the Del Rio Bridge in Texas, where thousands of migrants have set up those tent encampments, and to the White House finally having to answer for the drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. So the president has a real deck of issues that he needs to solve this week.
He needs to solve this week. That's, I mean, you can't solve the things they put up on the screen in a week. And CNN knows that. But if you can keep the Durham story off the air, then we'll throw it up there. I mean, Biden's headaches. Picture Biden, Biden's headaches. CNN, rebuke of immigration, $3.5 trillion bill. Dispute over with France over submarines. Their ambassador being recalled. Crisis at the Texas Bridge. Drone strike kills civilians. FDA panel rejects booster plan. Possible infrastructure vote delay. Looming debt ceiling battle. And the part that's just so funny about the reporting from CNN, and you can hear it again. They're like, so he's got to fix his problems this week. What? You can't fix all these problems in a week. And they know it too. They know this. It's impossible to fix every bit of this in a week. But hey, we can keep the Durham indictment and the conspiracy off the front headlines at CNN. Will criticize Biden for a week, maybe two. Get past this Durham story that would make us look like we are the worst news organization in the world. That would basically indict us for helping commit a fraud on the American people. And that we try to overthrow the will of the people in a free and fair election by giving aid and comfort to a story that we knew was a lie.
president has a real deck of issues that he needs to solve this week.
Solve this week. He really got to solve them this week, folks. He's got a deck of issues he needs to solve this week. Solve this week? You want to solve it this week? You can't solve any of this in a week. And everybody knows you can't solve any of this in a week. Well, wait, all right, look, guys. Got to save CNN's integrity here in the brand, right? Mark Levin, by the way, he came out. And I have the privilege of filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. He went on TV and said, enough is enough. Durham needs to drag Hillary Clinton actually before a grand jury because she knew, her campaign knew, that they created a dossier based on lies that they wrote, and then they sent it out to the media, and they sold it, and then they knew that the president was going to be impeached over it.
My analysis of the Durham indictment is that Hillary Clinton is Mr. Big in the middle of all this. And so my question would be for Mr. Durham, have you dragged Hillary Clinton in front of your grand jury yet or not? Because enough is enough. This Clinton campaign, through this law firm, was so thoroughly corrupt, using its money to create false evidence against Donald Trump, connecting him to Russia. And then she would go out there and talk about how Donald Trump was bought and paid for by Russia. She had Pelosi do it. The Democrats were all tap dancing and pushing the same issue. They're friends in the media. So really, what does this come down to? You hammered it well on the FBI. But Hillary Clinton has always been corrupt. She's always been a liar. And she's still corrupt, and she's still a liar, and she's never been held to account. She needs to be brought in front of the grand jury. That's number one. Number two, the media are corrupt and filled with liars. Virtually everybody today in big media pushed this story.
Yep.
And yet they continue to have their jobs. They should all be losing their jobs. And finally, this law firm. This law firm is detestable. It not only had Sussman as a partner who's now been scrubbed from their website, but has this guy, Mark Elias, who was involved in the dossier and now is involved in a massive dark money network, as Fox has reported, with a bunch of front groups that have raised hundreds of millions of dollars to try to affect the next election the way he and they affected the prior election in 2020. And you know what, Jesse? We're not allowed to talk about it. We're told, no, you're election deniers. We even have people like Chris Christie running around and talking about it. So here we have more than enough evidence to show what Hillary Clinton, the DNC, this law firm, and their favorite lawyer did with hundreds of millions of dollars, lied about Trump, lied about corruption, lied about Russia. For 3 years, this country was dragged through the toilet. And now we're not allowed to talk about it. And yet, there's an enormous evidence they're up to no good again with these front groups, dark money, meaning no transparent money, billionaires pouring tens of millions of dollars into the effort in the next election.
He's right on all of it. He's right on every part of it. Enough's enough. How do you not drag Hillary Clinton before a grand jury? Just based on what we now know about the Durham indictment. How do you not start asking questions? Merrick Garland, by the way, declines to say he will keep special counsel John Durham. That's the new breaking news. Well, gee, I wonder why. I want to play for you, Garland, as he declines to say, will he keep special counsel John Durham, who's investigating Russian collusion, which has now had indictments. Well, the Honorable Merrick Garland, he's the Attorney General, right? Well, what would you do, right, during your confirmation hearings? Will you keep this? I don't know.
So, Senator, I don't have any information about the investigation. As I sit here today, and another one of the very first things I'm going to have to do is speak with Mr. Durham, figure out how his investigation is going. I understand that he has been permitted to remain in his position. And sitting here today, I have no reason to think that that was not the correct decision.
Okay, and I suppose that would be an answer that he would only be removed for cause then. Would that be your position?
Well, Senator, I really do have to have an opportunity to talk with him. I have not had that opportunity. As I said, I don't have any reason from what I know now, which is really, really very little, to make any determination on that ground. But I don't have any reason to think that he should not remain in place.
If confirmed, would you commit to publicly releasing Special Counsel Durham's report, just like Mueller's report was made public?
So, Senator, I am a great believer in transparency. I would, though, have to talk with Mr. Durham and understand the nature of what he's been doing and the nature of the report. But I am very much committed to transparency and to explaining Justice Department decision-making.
Man, I mean, that was some spin, wasn't it? So will you keep the special counsel? Well, I mean, I'm in favor of transparency. You better hurry up and indict everybody you want to get your hands on, because if Democrats can stop you, they're going to stop you. John Solomon said Durham is actually building a small number of indictments focused on the top FBI. That's how he described it to Maria Bartiromo, who's been doing an excellent job, by the way, of covering some of this. And again, no one else is covering this. I hope every one of you listening to this will please share our podcast, because every day we are going to be covering the Durham investigation and these indictments. CNN is even criticizing Biden just to keep this off their airways, because it indicts them too, because they were selling a lie for years that they knew was a lie, and they did it anyway. Listen to John Solomon talking about exactly what Durham's doing. How is this not front page news with seven different deep dive articles every day into the different players? Hillary Clinton, her campaign, Joe Biden, the FBI, James Comey, Clapper, the list goes on and on and on.
John Durham is continuing a criminal investigation. We are going to be talking this morning about the Biden agenda. Do you expect Durham to come out with indictments even in the face of a new administration and the Biden agenda unfolding?
Everything that I see in the activity of the investigation and everything I hear from defense lawyers and others that are familiar with what's going on is that he is building a small number of indictments, trying to get the evidence to get there. There have been some delays, and there's fights over evidence in the secret, you know, behind closed doors, grand jury fights. But all the evidence is pointing toward him trying to bring criminal charges probably in the first quarter of this year. That's what I'm hearing. Of course, there's a new sheriff in town when Merrick Garland gets confirmed as attorney general, as we expect he will. He'll have a say, and maybe he'll take and put the case and set it aside. But right now, John Durham looks to be building a small number of indictments focused on the top of the FBI. That's very important. The very top of the leadership of the FBI. That's where he's looking.
Also in these documents that were declassified, we learned about Christopher Steele and a confession a year after he was fired. Tell me about that.
So important. Christopher Steele finally describes his motive in September 2017. Remember, he was fired in November for leaking to the media, November 16. They bring him back in September. He said, here are my two motives. My first motive was James Comey reopened the Clinton email case. I thought that was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances. I leaked to the news media to create a different storyline in the public.
And by the way, did you hear that? Christopher Steele says in his confession, I was afraid Hillary Clinton was going to be hurt, so I leaked information so that we get that out of the headlines, which is exactly what I told you right now CNN's doing. They're actually covering like bad news, right? Covering bad news on Joe Biden. Bad news on Joe Biden just to keep the Durham investigation off the air. Listen very closely to what Solomon said on this.
For leaking to the media, November 16, they bring him back in September. He said, here are my two motives. My first motive was James Comey reopened the Clinton email case. I thought that was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances. I leaked to the news media to create a different storyline in the public. And secondly, I considered Donald Trump to be my main opponent, and I didn't want him to be president because he would hurt the Great Britain-U.S. relationship. Now, remember, he's a foreigner. He's a British former MI6 agent. This is the clearest evidence that a foreigner intervened in an election. We started the Russia collusion investigation thinking Donald Trump and Russia were colluding together, and we ended it knowing that Hillary Clinton's handpicked MI6 investigator intervened in our election because he didn't like Donald Trump and he wanted to help Hillary Clinton. What a role reversal.
How is no one covering that? John Solomon also said, based on now what he has seen, and he said this, I'm going to go back in time to February the 10th, 2018. John Solomon, who's a brilliant reporter, working for The Hill, went on Fox News Channel and actually said all four dossiers used to launch the FBI investigation against Donald Trump, he said, will trace back to the Clintons. He said this back on February the 10th, 2018. He's absolutely right, by the way.
Justice, not to release it.
Okay, John, let's go to this. There's also a word about a second dossier that is out there. Tell us what you know about that.
So in the summer of 2016, there was another pipeline of Clinton-related information coming into the State Department and then to Christopher Steele, then to the FBI. It comes through two guys that we've heard of from the past. In the old Clinton years in the 90s, you might have been involved in some of those investigations. Cody Scherer, private eye, hung around the Clintons a lot. And Sidney Blumenthal, one of their closest friends, kind of their eye spy inside the Clinton campaign. And they put the information in, and it tracks very closely to what Steele has. So you have all this information coming in. I predict when we're done, all four sources of the information that the FBI used to launch the investigation against Donald Trump, every one of them is going to have a connection to the Clinton campaign.
Now, Dan, one of the concerns that's out there, Politico is reporting tonight that Steve Bannon may have actually been picked up on some of these surveillances. How does that strike you? I mean, it's right in the heart of the campaign. And they've also got now Steve Bannon, according to Politico, that they were spying on as well.
This goes back to the Biden administration allowing for the Trump campaign to be spied on the pretense that he was having colluding with the Russians, which they knew was a lie. This doesn't just go back to the Clinton campaign. This goes back to Obama. This goes back to the Obama administration. This goes back to James Comey. This goes back to Clapper. This goes back to all of these guys, by the way, that were paid by CNN to come on their air and commentate on a story that they literally fictitiously wrote. I really don't know if there's any other way to put it. I don't know if there's any other way to describe this. Right? This is what they did. This is how they did it. They're all involved. All right, so let's go back to CNN just for a second. What are they covering today? Anything but this. They're even criticizing the White House press secretary today because you got to do it, right? Which brings me back to the other point. If you want to know now what the media is going to do, they're going to start covering a little bit things like illegal immigrants coming into this country who are unvaccinated. White House press secretary tried to do a new Jedi mind trick on all this, saying, well, the reason why illegal immigrants walking across the border into this country don't have to get a COVID-19 vaccine is because they're, quote, not intended to stay here. But if you fly into the country, you're intending to stay here. So therefore, you're going to have to show proof of vaccine. Listen.
About what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed. We are expelling individuals based on Title 42. specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Yeah, there you go. We're just making it up as we go now. Got to come in the country on a plane. You got to have a COVID test. Vaccine. Come across the border? Nah. Mass amounts of people hanging out together, then they're going to leave and go into the country? Fine. Well, they're not intended to stay here is what we're going to tell you. Welcome to the Biden administration. And watch CNN, MSNBC, they're going to have to criticize Joe Biden for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, while these indictments come out from the Durham investigation, because there's no way, folks, okay? There is no way that they can afford to actually admit that they sold you a lie that they knew was a lie, which was Russian collusion. Because if they tell the truth, it is game over. If they actually tell you the truth, then it means they were a part of it. Game over. Make sure you share this podcast, and every day this week, we are going to keep deep diving into the Durham investigation. I want to make that clear. So share this podcast, hit the little share button, share it on social media, tell your family, tell your friends about it. Make sure that they see it. All right, make sure they see it. And I will see you tomorrow.